This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. European Union countries on Wednesday sealed a deal on how to handle irregular immigration at times of exceptionally high arrivals, taking a step toward overhauling the bloc's asylum and migration rules before a pan-Europe election next year. A group of 271 migrants arrived on Spain's El Hierro Island on Tuesday, all crowded onto the same boat. Reuters' Isani Blatri says rescuers in the Canary Islands have described it as the most crammed migrant boat they've ever seen.
According to authorities, a total of 726 migrants, including women and children, have reached the Canary Islands in the past 24 hours. It's become a primary destination for migrants attempting to reach Spain, which has seen a sharp increase in migrants' crossings from Senegal and other African countries this year. There were 21,780 arrivals from January to August, a 15% rise from 2022.
Reuters' Isani Blatri, who says September's calmer waters have made it a peak month for such crossings, presenting significant challenges for authorities and humanitarian groups. Iraq's defense minister will visit Turkey on Thursday to meet his Turkish counterpart. According to Turkish media reports, Turkey carried out airstrikes in northern Iraq on targets belonging to the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party after saying it had orchestrated a bomb attack in Ankara. Gunmen in Nigeria have kidnapped five female students from a university in the northwest Katsina state on Wednesday. According to police, it's the second such abduction involving students in the region in a month. This is VOA News. Former U.S. President Donald Trump is expected to be in court again today for his civil fraud trial. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports the judge issued a limited gag order on him following a disparaging social media post about his law clerk.
The gag order overshadowed the New York Attorney General's office questioning of an accountant on Tuesday in an effort to build the state's case that Trump and others at his company had full control over the preparation of misleading and false financial statements at the heart of their case. The state's lawsuit alleges Trump and his business chronically lied about his wealth on financial statements given to banks, insurers, and others.
The trial judge has already ruled that Trump committed fraud and canceled business certificates for companies that control some of the crown jewels of Trump's portfolio, including Trump Tower. An official says India has told Canada to remove 41 of its 62 diplomats in the country, ramping up a confrontation over Canadian accusations that India may have been involved in the killing of a Sikh separatist leader in suburban Vancouver. Here's VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The official spoke on condition of anonymity ahead of a public reaction from the Canadian government. The official confirmed an early report from the Financial Times. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has said that there were credible allegations of Indian involvement in the slaying of Hardeep Singh Nijjar, a 45-year-old Sikh leader who was killed by masked gunmen in June. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
At least five people have been killed and dozens, including 23 soldiers, missing in India after intense rains burst a glacial lake and triggered a torrential flash flood. Pope Francis is shaming and challenging world leaders to take concrete action to show climate change before it's too late. In an update to his landmark 2015 encyclical, he's warning that God's increasingly warming creation is fast reaching a point of no return. The document, Praise God, was released Wednesday on the Feast of St. Francis of Assisi, the pontiff's nature-loving namesake. It's aimed at spurring negotiators to commit to binding climate targets at the next round of a UN talk on climate in Dubai. He made a moral imperative for the world to transition away from fossil fuels to clean energy with measures that are efficient easily monitored.
In Washington, I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.